Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, 8 days to go until Election Day, how are Ebola and lone wolf terrorist attacks playing out in politics?
But first, let's check in on a very tight U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire. Incumbent Democrat Jean Shaheen's lead has withered away in the polls. And if her opponent, Scott Brown, former Massachusetts senator, wins, it could help the GOP gain control of the Senate. We sent Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd to New Hampshire, and he filed this story from the campaign trail.
Every politician has a talking point that has a way of repeating itself during an election. In New Hampshire, between Scott Brown and Jean Shaheen, it goes like this.
I like Senator Shaheen. I respect her record. And everyone here in New Hampshire was excited when she got elected and said she was going to be the independent voice for New Hampshire. Unfortunately, when she went to Washington, she changed. She's voting with the president 99% of the time, and that's not good for New Hampshire.
He thought about running for the Senate again in Massachusetts. Then he thought about running for governor in Massachusetts. Then he went out to Iowa and said he was thinking about running for president. Well, I don't think New Hampshire's a consolation prize.
This election is a steady stream of Brown tying Shaheen to an unpopular president and Shaheen reminding voters that Brown has already been a U.S. senator from a different state. In 2010, his upset win in Massachusetts famously put the seat the late Ted Kennedy held for 5 decades in Republican hands. 2 years after losing that seat, Brown is squeezing hands at a factory in New Hampshire. Expensive-looking machines spit out long sheets of metal conveyor belts, the kind you might find in
hotel lobbies or Dunkin' Donuts or what have you, or in Pizza Huts and all the conveyorized Pizza Huts.
I recognize the great.
David Greer is the owner of Wire Belt Company of America. He invited Brown on this tour because he says having Republicans in charge of the Senate will ease regulations.
Every time I turn around, there's some new alphabet soup organization, the NLRB what's the other one?
Oh, it's the EPA.
There's always new rules, regulations. They're always trying to put more fees, regulations, etc. on the backs of business who are just trying to get the job done, trying to make jobs here in America. It's difficult.
Greer says his health care costs have gone up 37% in 3 years. Energy costs are up, too. He says that puts him at a disadvantage to Mexico and China. And it's one reason why Brown says he's a better choice for New Hampshire, even though he's lived most of his life across state lines.
My first 3 years of existence were in New Hampshire. Mom and Dad were married and divorced 4 times each. I went with Mom. But during that time period, my sanctuary was with my grandparents here in New Hampshire.
Brown has long owned a house on the New Hampshire coast, but in downtown Manchester, voters say they're still getting to know the newcomer to state politics.
My initial reaction, I don't like the carpetbagger. But that's not worthy of even discussing, in my opinion.
Kimenzakis is a retired state lawmaker. He's a registered Republican, but says he's more comfortable with the incumbent, Jean Shaheen.
I look and see, all right, I got two good people. He's bright, he's intelligent. But I've got one with 10 years of experience. She's been there, done that. And here's a guy that served 2 years in the Senate. It's an easy choice for me.
Shaheen is a former New Hampshire governor. She's well-known in the state, but that's not enough for Mary St. Pierre, who's leaning towards Scott Brown and his charm.
I find him very appealing. I hope that he's honest and what he talks about and what he stands for is true, you know, because now that I think about it, I will vote for him.
All right, you decided right here and now.
I did. No, I had been thinking about it, but he catches, like, if I hear him on the TV or something, he always catches my attention.
As the election looks closer and as the election looks winnable, Republicans who might have had reservations about Scott Brown coming here from Massachusetts are deciding to come home and support him.
Chris Galderi is a political scientist at St. Anselm College in Manchester. He says Brown is taking advantage of a momentum shift that's happening in places far beyond New Hampshire.
The national environment is one that favors Republicans. I think the Brown campaign has been focusing on issues that people are worried about and people are nervous about, things like border security, national security, Ebola, and the like. And so I think that has been helping him do better than he had been. a few months ago.
It's an honor to welcome all of you and Senator Jean Shaheen, the first Democratic senator in New Hampshire since 1980.
Jean Shaheen is also reaching out to small business owners, people like Phil Koop, a co-founder at the solar company Revision Energy. He says Democrats are good for his business. He's got a close eye on a 30% federal renewable energy tax credit that's due to drop significantly in 2016.
And so we are crossing our fingers that a replacement national policy will be put into effect before the 30% tax credit expires. Senator Shaheen, if she's reelected, could play an instrumental role in making sure that there is a follow-on incentive for renewable energy to maintain the momentum that has been achieved over the last, 8 years since it's been in place.
Shaheen says she will support extending those renewable tax credits, and she dusts off the idea that the race is suddenly within her opponent's reach.
We always knew this was going to be a close race. This is a year when people are frustrated, and so we need to make sure we continue to address their concerns. And I think they're going to decide they want a senator who's going to put New Hampshire first.
As the race narrows, the fight is getting nastier. The Center for Public Integrity says in a recent week, the state's only network affiliate aired 830 ads related to this race, more than any other station in the country. Big names have come here to stump for both candidates. Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, Rand Paul. Hillary Clinton is expected to show up, too. St. Anselm's Chris Galderi says that's saying something.
I think that's a sign that both parties really want to win this election. The Democrats really need to win in New Hampshire. If the Republicans are winning in New Hampshire on election night, I think it's really tough to see how the Democrats hold control of that chamber.
The parties have 8 more days to make their case to voters. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.